Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. It's level three. Where does the time go when you're full of rage? As we are. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM, channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM affiliates, digital platforms. Rick Serratella will join us. We'll talk NFL football. You know, I'm kind of done with the Super Bowl already. Normally I can go to like Tuesday or Wednesday recapping the stuff, but you know, it's time to move forward. Tonight's the last night. We'll talk a little Super Bowl with Rick. I got to ask him, how did you do in the Super Bowl? But Rick's a draft guy. The NFL Draft Bible is a staple in the game. So we're lucky to have Rick on, and we're going to break it down. Rick will be coming on with us as the draft is about 75, 76 days away, depending on how you want to count it, wherever you are in the world right now. But I'll tell you one thing about the NFL draft, okay? I don't like some of the media coverage about it. I don't like how they throw kids under the bus, and I don't like how they, you know, people in the media will hype up a lot of these players like they're the greatest thing ever, and then they'll never own it after when they don't live up to the hype. There's a lot of stuff I don't like about it, but, you know, the NFL draft, man, there is so much to handicap with it. They really do have, like, so many options that, you know what I mean? It's almost like a football season on its own, man. And last year, the NFL draft virtual style, if you remember, in the midst of the pandemic, it really stepped up when there wasn't a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, the NFL draft, you know, we'll be talking a lot of draft from the team angles, from the players angle, from a handicapping angle when the props start coming up. Now they just sort of have the standard ones that are up. Speaking of college sports, I see that North Carolina have to cancel a game, huh? So North Carolina canceled a game, the North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, I saw this. So Miami Hurricanes in North Carolina postponed after a video surfaces. Now, we saw this. It was Super Bowl weekend. So if you didn't notice, but Duke and North Carolina, big rivalry. They played on Saturday night. North Carolina wins the game. And for whatever reason, these stupid jackass kids all went and celebrated. You know, it's one thing, Alabama fans, you won the national championship, even though you win all the time. I don't really get why you were that happy about it. But, you know, I tweeted. I said, I don't know what's stupider. On Saturday night, I tweeted, I don't know what's stupider. I said, the fact that these kids are doing this in the middle of a pandemic, or that they're doing this because you won a regular season game. You're North Carolina, for the love of God. You've won 7 national championships. It turns out the players party, too. Bring it.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Oh, Nelly. The Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible. We'll step up and in a couple of moments and kick it with us. We're just talking about the North Carolina Tar Heels. So on Saturday, like I said, so Alabama, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You know, it's like 500,000 people are dead, and these jackass kids just don't get it. I read something the other day, and I don't read too much about coronavirus. It's depressing. I'm getting sick of this stuff, and it's just, you know, it is what it is. We're all tired of it. But, you know, people are dying, so we have to take it seriously. But, you know, Alabama wins the championship. The kids flood the streets and stuff like that. It's just stupid. And, yeah, most of these kids will end up being asymptomatic. But I read the other day that basically most of, like, you know, I hate to say it, but most of, a lot of old people have already died, right? So, like, if you look at the death rate and stuff, and if you look at, like, coronavirus, it's essentially, like, older people take it seriously. They wear masks. They, you know, they socially distance and stuff. Long story short, people in between the age of 20 and 30, they're the ones that are keeping this thing going. Like, responsible adults are acting responsibly. It's these kids. They're the ones, like, it's basically like 40% of them have it, but they don't get sick from it, so they don't care, right? But it just perpetuates it, and it keeps it in our system because they pass it on, even though they don't get sick. And it's just their selfishness and stupidity, whatever it is, what it is. They're, you know, it's easy. It's appalling and embarrassing just how shallow and stupid these kids are, but it is what it is, all right? We've all done dumb things, but they're the reason why the virus just gets perpetuated. Like I said, responsible people have acted responsible. These kids, like I said, they get it, but they don't get sick. They don't die, and they don't care. And then they just pass it on, and eventually people do die, right? So, but like I said, so it's one thing you win the championship. Okay, fine. You're Alabama. You win all the time. So, you know, but you all flood the streets. Like I said, why don't you just party on your lawn? Everybody just stay in your own little lane. But North Carolina the other night beating Duke, that's an embarrassment, guys. Like, if you're a student that went out there to party and celebrate on the street because you beat Duke, a crap-ass Duke program this year, and I say that with all due respect, I respect Coach K, but not the best Duke team, and you're the North Carolina Tar Heels, man. Michael Jordan, James Worthy, I mean, seven championships, Dean Smith, come on. Roy Williams, you don't celebrate in the streets for winning a regular season game, let alone in a pandemic. Like, it's like I tweeted on Saturday. I said, I don't know what's stupider. I said, I don't know, like this. I said, this is embarrassing. And I tweeted the video of these kids partying on the street. I said, I don't know what's stupider. These kids doing this in the middle of a pandemic or the fact that they're doing this because you won a regular season game. A dumb wad, a kid that goes to Chapel Hill. I don't know if you know this, but there's actually a higher standard of celebration and winning a regular season game there, bro. You dumb kids. Stupid jackass kids. So it turns out, though, Matthias, that, well, a couple of players on the Tar Heels decided to go and party out there with them. Yeah, why not? Why not? So the Tar Heel players decided to go party without masks on. There's a video of it, and the ACC had to cancel the game now. So basically, Miami and North Carolina game has been canceled due to the fact that the North Carolina players went out and partied maskless with a bunch of jackass kids for beating Duke. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm old and crusty. I guess, like, I am just a bitter old man. But in my day, I remember North Carolina used to cut the net down. You used to cut the net down and act like you've been there before. Wow. This is what it takes for you kids, huh? That's the thing. Like these students. Yeah, no, these students with these, they don't go. They go to these schools like for the basketball school or like, you know, a lot of these kids, like they're not there for the education. They're there, you know, for the party and they're there for the school, the team and whatever. So they're anxious to have their moment. You know what I mean? They want their moment. Oh, yeah, that was our game. You know, we stormed the court, you know, all that type of stuff. Oh, what a night. But beating a regular season game, bro, that's not enough. Like if you're, you know what I mean? You're North Carolina. You're supposed to celebrate championships, Matthias, not winning a regular season game, bro.
Unfortunately, Gabe, I don't think that they're there to celebrate the basketball game. I just think they're there because they need a reason to party. They're stuck in quarantine. They can't do anything fun. The board, you know, the bars are somewhat closed. The atmosphere is the same as it used to be. So the second that they have an opportunity to really get down and dirty because they just beat Duke, they're going to throw a massive rager because they don't care. They're college kids. You know, they don't think adults are going to be there. They're going to act responsibly after the party, right? That's their thought process. You know, you only live once. We're only in college for 4 years. You better make it worth it, kids.
No, I get it. From their perspective, I do get it, but I don't know. They don't love their grandparents very much, so they better not be visiting them. I'll put it that way. You know what I mean?
They're like, I'm not going to see my parents for a month. I'll get COVID tested next week. You know, it's all good.
Exactly. I know, but these people are walking around right now, hanging out in Taco Bell's, bro. And then you got the workers at Taco Bell. You know what I mean? It's like, and I get it. I understand. I understand the frustration of everyone. I totally do. But it won't go away unless, and I know it's frustrating. I don't like listening to these people and they always move the goalposts. Oh, things will be normal then. And then, 2022. And like, it's like, dear God, it just doesn't end. The vaccinations are whacked. It doesn't work or it's killing people. Like, we're all over the place with this thing. It's frustrating. But, and like I said, I went out, I watched the Super Bowl last night, but I'm not standing on a street corner with, you know, 8,000 people like pressed in together. Like, I don't understand the logic of this stuff, that people do this. And as we stated, you kids are figuring, and that's exactly right, but as you stated, these kids figure, well, whatever. I'm not seeing my parents anyways. I'm at home. They're at home. I'm not going to see my grandparents. So I'm not killing anyone. Well, now when you go, so I guess, kid, you're not going to Starbucks, right? You're not going to Taco Bell. You're not going to Burger King, right? And what about the workers there? All right, what about the workers there? But you don't care about that. And the workers go home. It's just, I don't know, man. This virus, it doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. But if you're college basketball, you guys, it's tough. Imagine, you know, they lost like $1 billion. It was like $847 million or something. And they could have made more back with insurance, but they didn't pay it or something. It was a weird deal. They only got back a couple of $100 million from insurance. But if you're college basketball, and college sports as a whole, like they can't afford, they're greedy and they do make a lot of money even as is, but it's tough like to lose billions of dollars every year, okay? And they can't afford not to have March Madness again. They bit the bullet last year, it sucked, but they can't afford it this year. It's almost easy to forget, oh yeah, there was no March Madness, but they can't afford it. But imagine you're these executives, you're these ADs and stuff, and you've got billions of dollars on the line here with this tournament coming up next month. And basically, you're at the mercy of a bunch of jackass kids that are out there partying. You know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine, like, you're CBS. Like, this is the type of stuff, though. Like, I guarantee you, this story will change things. Like, these kids on North Carolina, you guys are not going to be popular. Because I guarantee you, the NCAA, CBS, TNT, they pay a lot of money for this stuff. And they're going to say, guys, we're 3 weeks away here, 4 weeks away, whatever we are now. You know what I mean? We're getting close here. And, you know, we've got big time programs and you guys got to control these kids because otherwise, you know, we're going to have, you know, it's going to be Loyola Chicago again in the Final Four. Like what schools, you know, Wright State, you know, Wright State are going to be Wright State versus Vermont in the Elite Eight. I mean, these teams, like these kids, like North Carolina just shocks me. Like, you're basically a pro program. Like, North Carolina, you guys have better facilities and make more money than the Sacramento Kings do. So, you're basically a pro. when you're on North Carolina, like, act like it, kid. Rick Serratella steps up and in. The Late Night Anger Management.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Football, 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 bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're breaking it down. Let's get biblical right now with Rick Serratella of the NFL Draft a Bible as we pick up the pieces following Super Bowl 55. And the season might be done, but there's still a lot of work to do. And in fact, the preparation and work has already begun for next year in the National Football League. And I'll never forget Bill Belichick. The last time he won a Super Bowl, they said, Coach, what are your thoughts on winning the Super Bowl? He goes, my thoughts are we're 6 weeks behind everybody else as far as the draft is concerned. He said that at the press conference. Let's bring in Rick Serratella right now. Rick, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Hey, appreciate it, Gabe. Always a pleasure to chop it up. And that's right, we're heating up now. Draft season, February here. We're 76 days away, but who's keeping track?
Hey, it's amazing, isn't it, that, you know, last year, the pandemic and everything that's happened. And, you know, last year, of course, we didn't know if there was going to be an NFL draft, and they pulled it off, the virtual draft. And it's just amazing to me that not a whole lot has changed in our world. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, and we have another NFL draft around the corner.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's going to be virtual again, because you think about, why would a prospect want to endanger themselves, right? Like, even if there is a draft in Cleveland and they have this red carpet, like, why put yourself in risk? You're literally days away from becoming a millionaire, right? These guys have worked their whole entire life for that. I just don't see it. I don't see guys wanting to go to Cleveland and just be hanging out in a socially distanced green room. And so, unfortunately for Cleveland, which is technically their Super Bowl every year, the NFL draft, they had a chance to host it. I don't think that's happening this year.
Rick Serratella, kick it with us. All right, Rick, so before we talk some draft talk and get into some prospects. As far as the Super Bowl is concerned, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, right? Tom Brady does it again. I had the Kansas City Chiefs in this football game, and really, I should have known better. I mean, listen, Tom Brady, he's now 5-5 against the spread in 10 Super Bowls, but 7-3 outright. And, you know, Tom Brady threw 3 touchdowns, but let's be real. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl because of their defense and all that talent that they had on that defensive line. And they just overwhelmed Kansas City, bro.
Well, you don't bet against the GOAT, and in this case, the Billy GOAT, because Patrick Mahomes might be the future GOAT. But, you know, when you got the gray hairs on the chin, let me be clear on this. Tom Brady has forgotten more football than Patrick Mahomes will ever have known. And so when you talk about experience, just having been there and done that, and you talk about the mission this team has been on, just the way they've been able to kind of piece this dream team together. And I got to be honest, when that morning report came up, I was waking up about 5-6 o'clock in the morning. Tom Pelissero drops a bombshell. Patrick Mahomes going to need surgery on that turf toe injury there. You say, ah, you know what? You take in consideration, you know, the side off the field distraction with Coach Reed, to me, was the biggest kind of ordeal since the Barrett Robbins kind of situation. So we're all human. We all have that personal element that weighs on you. That affects your preparation. And then you saw it, you know, not only did Mahomes have struggles with the toe and was somewhat limited, kudos to him. He had a really brave performance. But you saw the KC really didn't have the personnel and the protection, the 12 personnel, the two tight ends, the fullback staying in to block. They just didn't offer up enough protection. And Todd Bowles took complete advantage of the situation. And there you are, the Billy Goat, one for the middle finger.
I'll tell you what, you know, you just said it very well, Rick. There were a lot of red flags, weren't they, in hindsight, when we look back, right? Like the Britt Reed story is just it's a terrible situation. And, you know, we wish the best for the victims and the family. But as you stated, you know, that's a bombshell that it's going to be hard for the coaching staff just to look the other way. It's one thing if, oh, God, all right, one of our players just got caught drunk driving a couple of days before the Super Bowl. Fine. Right. We've had incidences where players have made mistakes before the big game. Yet when there's children involved and there's people in comas, and Andy Reid's already lost one of his sons. I mean, let's be real. Britt Reed's probably going to jail for a long time.
And it's not his first hiccup either, too.
Yes.
I think that's the situation where, you know, he's not on the plane. There's an empty seat there. There's an empty feeling in your heart. And you're the head coach of a football team. On top of it, you know, let's rewind 2 years ago. Andy Reid's been pretty infamous for losing some big-time games. Now, I know he won the big chip last year, but he's been known to lose these kind of games. And it's unfortunate to put it that way. I mean, it's a tragic situation. But when I woke up, I just had a feeling, you know, on top of everything else with the Billy Goat, and you saw how Gronk, what he did in the first half was just kind of like, hey, we're going to let you know. We're here. We're ready. And the center, Stevens, The atmosphere they created in a COVID pandemic season where literally Tom Brady is meeting Coach Arian's wife for the first time on the platform. He's like, hey, Gronk's still trying to learn some names. What they did in an environment where Tom Brady essentially came in, took a non-playoff team with no training camp, and won the chip.
With a football team that hadn't won a playoff game since 2002. You know, that's, you know, when Tom Brady went to Tampa, I actually liked Tampa last year, to be honest. Rick, I liked them with Jameis Winston. I can see, I like, you know what, this team has some talent. They're going in the right direction. I like this team. They bring Tom Brady in. I said before the year started, I think they'll make it to, like, the conference championship game. I said, it reminded me of Joe Montana going to Kansas City, right? They were successful, but they didn't win a Super Bowl. Yet, here we are right now, and dare I say, man, Tampa played a perfect game, and that's the Brady factor, right? Brady doesn't have to be perfect, but his intensity, and you talked about it, Gronk sending that message early that I'm here, guys. I'm old school Gronk. I can do this. I'm here. And you can just see the look on Brady's face the entire game, man. Just the look of an assassin, didn't crack a smile. And conversely, Kansas City, no sense of urgency ever. You know what I mean? You just never got that feeling that they realized this was the Super Bowl. They almost showed up to lose. Like Tampa just showed up and punched them in the mouth.
Well, you saw, you know, Patrick Mahomes' body language, quite honestly, every time they panned over to his face, he was just shell-shocked. I mean, he's like, hey, I got nothing for you. And the other part of it, too, we really didn't mention this. It's really nice to roll out of your bed, drive down the street, show up and play Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Kansas City, they're practicing Thursday, Friday. They're practicing in like 30-degree temperatures. They get on a plane. They fly down to sunny sand in Tampa Bay. And it's like, hey, home field advantage. It all added up to a thumping. 31-9. What was it? 31-9? They didn't even – if you told me the Kansas City Chiefs were not even going to score a single touchdown – And they got balls dinking and dunking all for the face masks. You know, these receivers, they didn't do Mahomes any favors. He's out there giving it his all. But again, I think they looked at the leader. They said, hey, Mahomes over there, whoa, he looks like a defeated man. Anyway, that's how I saw it. The team feeds off of that.
I got to tell you, if I would have told you, Rick, before the football game, that, all right, over-under touchdown scored for Kansas City, 0.5, and it's minus 110. Even money bet, the Kansas City Chiefs don't score a touchdown, or, you know, that you just need one touchdown to win a bet. How much are you putting on that? 20,000? 20, you'd be like, all right, listen, honey, I know you don't want me risking our future, but, you know, it's impossible that they don't score a touchdown. How the hell does that happen? The Kansas City Chiefs did not score a freaking touchdown.
It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, Gabe, I mean, if Devin White, who had 8 tackles, a couple tackles for loss, an interception, had Devin White won the MVP, I wouldn't be here right now doing this interview, my friend. So, yeah, some good prop bets out there. And I think the Gronkowski 2 touchdown, yeah, I mean, it was plus 650 for one Gronk touchdown and Tampa Bay money line. It was plus 650. I thought that was a steal. But, you know, I've been, like I said before we went on air, I've been on this Tampa Bay bandwagon since August. Unfortunately, I didn't take advantage of the preseason odds like a jerk. But, you know, here we are now in February, and the Billy Goat has risen again.
You know, it's amazing. A lot of people in the gambling industry, you know, the handicappers, so-called sharps, etc., all sort of ridicule people that bet on Tampa earlier in the year. Oh, look at these public morons. Oh, Tom Brady's going to Tampa, and Tom Brady's old. It's hard to win. And that's another thing, too, Rick. You've seen this. It's not like a routine that a quarterback just goes to a team and they win in the first year, right? You know what I mean? There's chemistry issues. And I don't even think Brady would even ever had great chemistry with a lot of his guys throughout the year, as crazy as it was. I mean, look at Mike Evans. Right, they won without Mike Evans putting up big numbers this year. You know, Chris Godwin didn't do anything in the Super Bowl. They still won anyways. And if you think about it, it's crazy. Tom Brady deserves credit, but the last two Super Bowls that Tom Brady has won, his defense held the other team to field goals only. Look, the Rams only didn't score a touchdown, and now the Chiefs don't score a touchdown. I guess it's not shocking when it was Jared Goff and the Rams. But even then it was at the time, and here we are again. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, listen, when you have the kind of coaching that Bruce Arians has implemented there, and Todd Bowles, a guy that played for Bruce Arians at Temple, okay, and a former head coach, but you got to appreciate, like, hey, Bruce Arians went out of the way and said, hey, kind of like what Peyton did in Denver, and it took Peyton 2 years, right? The first year was kind of a feel-me-out. Yeah. Adjustment yeah. process. The second year was like, all right, Coach Payton, whatever you want, you got. Hey.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're waving off the punt team, no problem. You got it, Coach. Hey, Peyton, whatever you want. And I think as time went on, it's like, hey, Tom Brady comes in. You know, I got this guy, Gronk. He's in retirement. I think we've got to
hit a break here. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it. You say you will, but
you won't. To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Edge of Bachelor Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, kicking it at Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. We're getting biblical with Rick Saratella, and I want to get in to the NFL draft a little bit. But we were just talking about, I guess it's the autopsy. At least it's the autopsy for me. I don't know how you did, Rick, when it was all said and done. You know, my props were pretty good. I hit a lot of plus money props. But I had Kansas City, and I had the over the football game, which equaled me losing money.
Yeah, you know, I think the in-game betting is where you really had an opportunity to take advantage of it, because there was still some skepticism in the casinos there. Even when Tampa Bay went up early, it was still lingering around, you know, minus three, 3.5. Even when Tampa Bay went up, you could still get it into the second quarter. And even though, you know, like even when it went to 7.5 and they were up by double digits, you were saying like, hey, Tampa Bay is dominating this game. Let me take advantage of it because my over ain't looking too great right now. Let me just go all in. And I was banging the alternate line in game, you know, between 1 to 6 points was like plus 225 into the third and fourth quarter, which I thought was remarkable. And I was using William Hill. I don't know if that was a glitch or not, but hey, somebody took advantage of that one.
I'll tell you what, we talked a lot about the winning margin bets coming in to the game. You know, Kansas City wins from 1 to 6. Kansas City wins from 7 to 12. And we talked, conversely, we flipped the script, and we said, guys, if you like Tampa, man, you can get Tampa 1 to 6 at plus 400. And I remember specifically saying, being the idiot jackass that I am, Rick, to people, well, if Tampa wins, they're not going to blow them out. It's not like Tampa's going to win by 17 or something like that. And that's what freaking happened.
And I think at the end of the day, the most logical, smartest bet, and like a jerk, I didn't do it because, you know, it's the last game of the year. I'm going for the kill, right? I want that big payout. So like, but at the end of the day, like if you teased the Buccaneers and Tom Brady getting double digits in the Super Bowl, right? Like if you teased that to 10.5 with the hook and then picked it up to like 60, well, it would have been like 63 in the Super Bowl. Like teams just don't score that many points. So if you had took, you know, Bucks in the under and teased it, that was like the smartest play. But guys like you and me, we've got killer instinct. We go for the gusto, baby.
Hey, listen, now there's been 12 Super Bowls. Now after last night, Rick, 12 Super Bowls where the total has been 50 points or higher. 9-3 to the under now. These championship games, 9-3. Now
there's
listen,
a reason why they get there.
Yeah. Well, when we were going to the break, you were talking about Arians and Brady and then Peyton Manning, and you remember, and I want you to continue that. You remember, kind of mid-season, there were some reports and talk and about Tom Brady getting frustrated with Arians a bit and the Buccaneers offense because They weren't changing the offense. They weren't, they weren't making it, you know, custom for Tom. All right, let's let Tom do this. Let Tom do that. Arians is running his offense, and I thought there was some frustration. But as you were saying, Rick, it seemed like as the year went on and they got in the playoffs, I think Bruce Arians just sort of backed off a bit, right, and let Tom Brady do his thing.
Yeah, and you remember too, like, go back to when the Giants won their Super Bowls with Coach Tom Coughlin, and it's like he came in this rigid personality, and Michael Strahan went into his office like, yo, Coach, like, yo, pump the brakes a little bit, like easy up a little bit. And he adapted and he adjusted, and they went on this magnificent run. And I think you saw Bruce Arians kind of do the same thing where, like, you know, here came Brady, and, you know, the QB whisperer you know, is trying to guide them and all this terminology. And I think that was the biggest thing. It's like, hey, in New England, we call it this, but in Tampa, we call it that. And so there was some transition, which the media, you know, I think overplayed. But as the season wore on, if you remember, like I was saying, hey, I got this guy named Gronk. I think we should bring him in. Okay, Tom. Hey, I got this guy, Antonio Brown. At first, if you remember, Bruce came out and said, we want nothing to do with this guy. And Tom said, hey, I'll bring him in. He's going to live with me. He's going to drive to and from the facility. We're going to drive to practice together. Oh, by the way, he's going to live in my house, and I'm going to do everything I need to get it. You talk about yellow jackets? Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady. You know, you wonder if JPP now, what is that, three rings for JPP? Is he accumulating a Hall of Fame career? And it's all because Bruce Arians adapted and adjusted and said, okay, Tom, Jason Light, too. Give credit to the GM. He brought in all these moving parts in a COVID pandemic, and they made it all work. You know, remember Vince Young and the Dream Team? They didn't make it all work. These guys did.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. They wanted to win, and they went for it. Right. And it goes to show, Rick, as you stated, as we're in conversation with Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, just how much talent you actually need. It needs to be overkill. I mean, think of all these top draft picks that they have on that line. I mean, no one's even talking about Sue, Golston, right? Blue chip type of players. And then, and also, let's be real. How many people rolled their eyes and chuckled? Oh, Gronk's done. Right. Oh, Gronk, what can he do? He can only. Dude, I heard all week Gronk doesn't catch passes. All he does is block. It's going to be Cameron Brate. And then, you know, Gronk steps up with the Gronk bombs and with a couple of touchdowns.
Well, listen to this. How about this? Three first-round picks in the backfield. We got Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, and, oh, by the way, in case we need him, Shady McCoy, all first-round picks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just overkill. Overkill of talent, and that's what it takes. That's what it takes to get there. So I was thinking about this, Rick. Like, how many quarterbacks have been drafted since Tom Brady was drafted?
How about this one? When Carson Wentz gets dealt, did you know this one? Between 2009 and 2016, 22 first-round quarterbacks. Carson Wentz is the last guy still standing with his original team. He'll be the last one. So 22 quarterbacks come and gone between 2009, 2016. They've all gone on to another team. I'll tell you another thing. Peyton Manning is the same age as Tom Brady. Here's Peyton Manning getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, right? Hard to imagine. 5 years have gone by, and here's Tom Brady still doing it. And Brian Urlacher, remember him? He was in the same draft as Tom Brady. Unbelievable what this guy's doing.
Yeah, no, it really is. If you think, like where's Jake DeLome right now? Like, can Jake DeLome step on an NFL field today? No.
Probably
not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like how many players just through different decades have come and gone, and Brady's just the one constant. Okay, so as you stated, what is it, 76 days? But nobody's keeping track. Certainly not the people at the NFL Draft Bible. So everybody's looking for that, that next. And you know what's funny? You know, first round draft picks and quarterbacks and all this. A lot of them don't win, right? I mean, how many times, you know, you draft these quarterbacks. Look at the USC Trojans. Never had a Super Bowl winning quarterback, right? A lot of big name flashy quarterbacks in a couple of years will be gone, and they'll be getting dealt. So it all starts off with Trevor Lawrence here. Are you buying in that Trevor Lawrence is going to, he might be the best one, but is Trevor Lawrence going to dominate in the NFL, or is he just going to, you know, it's going to be a process for him, right?
Well, and I'll preface this by the statement that you made. I think there's going to be at least 16, at least half the league will transition over to a new starting quarterback.
That's crazy.
It's a big deal. But Trevor Lawrence, to me, is head and shoulders above the rest. To me, I'm all in on Trevor Lawrence. The other guys, it remains to be seen. I've never seen a one-year starter ever succeed at the NFL level. So for me, Trey Lance from North Dakota State, I'm staying away.
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins, we saw what happened there. And oh, by the way, when he got released, you didn't see Urban Meyer make a play for him in Jacksonville. That was interesting to see. But I think Urban Meyer with the marriage of Trevor Lawrence, that's the best QB head coach combination that organization has ever had. So to me, it's Lawrence and it's everybody else. If you're all in on Zach Wilson and you're willing to build an offense around him a la Kyler Murray, I think that's the second guy with the most upside. I think Justin Fields has traits, but I'm a little bit concerned about the product of a system there. And then Mac Jones, while it looks pretty in gym shorts and T-shirts and the talented supporting cast he has in Alabama, the problem is the team he's playing with in Alabama is an upgrade over the team he's probably likely to go to in the NFL. So we'll see how that works out.
Now, Mac Jones is interesting, isn't he, though, in the sense that and we've only got a couple of more minutes, and I look forward to talking the draft with you as it approaches, Rick. But if Mac Jones can't go to a bad football team and save your franchise, but how about if Mac Jones ends up on a good football team? Like, isn't just the kid a winner? So it's one of those deals where, as I stated, you know, if the Detroit Lions aren't drafting Mac Jones, then all right, you're the future, right? You're going to take over and save our team. But if a good football team gets this guy and he's added to a good football team, don't tell me he's not the potential for this guy to be a winner. I mean, we have to learn the lesson of what we just saw with Tom Brady, right? Some guys are just winners.
Yeah, I mean, and you get him in Pittsburgh in an organization that knows how to win, sit a year or two behind Big Ben or Washington football team where Alex Smith has already groomed several quarterbacks. No doubt about it. But I think if you're asking Mac Jones to come in and step in and start from day one, might be a little bit too much to ask for.
And you mentioned Lance. So interesting situation. They played one game early. Remember, he wanted to showcase himself. And so Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, you know, and he has nothing to do with Carson Wentz. One player and another player have nothing to do with each other, but they do at the same point in time. And I don't know, can you take a quarterback from North Dakota State that high in the draft and then not be surprised when it doesn't work after?
And you talk about Carson Wentz, everybody's saying the best prospect since Andrew Luck. Well, it's not helping him, but you know, I'll say this about Trey Lance, 13 games started for your career, it just doesn't bode well. And so, you know, you look at one-year starters, Dwayne Haskins.
Mitch Trubisky, same thing, 13 games.
Mark Sanchez. Those are probably the most successful one-year starters. Other than that, you haven't seen anybody come out of the college ranks as a one-year starter and have success at the NFL level.
Zach Wilson is a player, BYU quarterback, that a lot of the hipsters like a lot. What do you think happens with Zach? Is he going to be top five? Will he be the second quarterback taken, do you believe? It's early right now.
Right. I think, you know, the Jets have a decision to make. It sounds like from Robert Saleh's introductory press conference that they're going to hold on to Sam Darnold, which means they're probably going to trade back. So whoever's willing to trade up, again, you've got to be all in on Zach Wilson and say, hey, he's the Mormon Johnny Manziel. And whether you like that or not, that's what he is. So you've got to build an offense where he's allowed to run around, improvise, you know, be that Kenny Stabler kind of guy, Fran Tarkenton running around back there. And if you do that, well, then he can have success. But, you know, I think if you try to fit a square peg into a round hole with Zach Wilson and try to make him be something that he's not, then, you know, you're going to struggle.
Rick Saratella with us. All right, Rick, we've got to get out of here. We've only got a couple of seconds left, but you know, the work has begun for the next season, 2021, 2022, whatever. And you're going to be as busy as an NFL GM breaking it down at the NFL Draft Bible. Follow the NFL Draft Bible on Twitter. Rick, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, bro.
Hey, Gabe, I love chopping it up, brother.
There's Rick Saratella. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Sports Grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
I still can't believe Michael Jordan did that interview like before an NBA Finals game, too. Strange timing. This is Sports Rage. 3 minute warning, level three, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Breaking it down. Thanks to everybody who tuned in this evening, even the nut job medical experts in our chat tonight. So we've only got a couple of minutes left here. It's amazing, guys. So the Boston Celtics play the Utah Jazz. Let's talk about an overnight number here. Boston Celtics. This is one team. So, you know, like some teams, it's like, you know, you don't like betting on the team. You always lose. You take them and they don't win, or you bet against them and they win. We all have teams in every league and every sport like that that just screw us all the time. The Boston Celtics are a team that I've really sort of gotten a handle on for whatever reason during this road trip. And we've done a great job hopping on and off the train, in which we took we had Boston against Golden State. We had Sacramento against Boston. We took Boston against the Clippers. We didn't bet the Phoenix game. But if you look, guys, this is going to be the fifth game in less than a week. It's pretty crazy. So this started on Tuesday, so it's actually 7 days. It'll be exactly 7 days. So it could be their fifth game in 7 days, guys, on the West Coast. Golden State at Golden State, at Sacramento, at Los Angeles, at Phoenix. So these guys have been racking up the frequent flyer miles over the last week. And now this is the worst spot that you want to go into on the last game of a road trip, to take on a Utah Jazz team that's just devastatingly lethal so far this year. 19-5 straight up, 17-7 against the spread, 10-3 straight, 10-3 on the road, 9-2 at home. You know, Boston are just 7-7 on the road. They've had a successful road trip. It is what it is, but this is where they get punched in the mouth on the way out here. This Utah team, they don't get a lot of love nationally. They're not a flashy team, but they're dominant. They're a dominant team. It's a short price, like the Utah Jazz, minus the points. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.